Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about the reason why Peter was grieved when Jesus asked him three times, "Lovest thou me?" Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In John chapter 21, do you remember the story there? Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Lovest thou me more than these?" And Peter said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee." And Jesus would say, "Feed my sheep," or "Feed my lambs." And people thought that the third time, when it says Peter was grieved because Jesus asked him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" that he was grieved because the Lord's asked him the same question three times. But that's not the case. The first time, Jesus said, "Peter, do you agape me?" Peter's answer was, "Yea, Lord, I phileo you. I have a best friend's love for you." And so Jesus asked him a second time, "Peter, do you agape me?" Peter says, "Lord, you know that I have a filial love for you." The third time, Jesus says, "Peter, do you filio me?" And oh, Peter is cut to the heart. He's grieved because now Jesus is questioning his filial love. And he says, "Oh, yes, Lord, you know I filio you." And this kind of love is a pure human affection. As a matter of fact, unsaved people are capable of filial love. But then there is agape love, the love with which God loves us. It's a divine love. It's a superhuman love, you might say. It is complete in quantity and in quality. It embraces all the saints, even saints who aren't easily lovable. It is a pure love. It's faithful. It never betrays. It never stabs in the back. Maybe there's someone with a strange personality, or they are unmannered and unkind. They're obnoxious. You know, the kind that gets on your nerves, that kind of a personality. But this love loves them. In 1 John 3:18 and 23, he says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Then in verse 23, he says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment." Now here we see that love of the brethren, even of the obnoxious brethren, is a commandment. But understand this, the commandments of the Lord, 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 through 4, are not grievous. They only become grievous when we rebel against God. He doesn't command what he doesn't provide a way for which us to obey the command. Even loving that particular person who is so unlovely, or that person that you may be holding a grudge against them. Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Now, he says that love is shed abroad in our heart. Whose love? He says the love of God. So it's God's love that's shed in our heart. And how is it spread? He says, by the Holy Ghost. And so this love in Romans 5:5 is agape love. And this command for you and I to love with agape love is only capable by a saved person. And it's only when he allows the love of God to be shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Ghost. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Romans 8:9 says, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his." So if you're saved, you have the Spirit of Christ. And if you're not saved, you don't have the Spirit of Christ. You can't be saved and not have the Spirit of Christ. He is in there. So since the Holy Spirit is in me, I now can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, even to love unlovely brethren. There's a song that we sing from time to time in our church, a little chorus that goes this way. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart, and love that soul through me. And may I nobly do my part to win that soul for thee. Do you realize sometimes, my friend, that that soul may be a fellow Christian who needs the love of another Christian to direct him in the paths of Christ? This love is produced only in the heart as we are yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. My friend, don't quench or fight the Holy Spirit of God. What He lays on your heart to do, do it. Do it for ones that He has directed you to do things for them. Do it because you love God. Some need to come and ask God to forgive them and help you love a person who is a brother or a sister in Christ that you've not loved, that you've been bitter against them, or you've held a grudge against them, and you've worked against them. And you need to ask God to give you a love in your heart for that person. Now, this leads us finally to the rest of our passage here in Colossians chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, where he says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is coming to you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. The gospel came to them as it had to others, and it brought forth fruit. Now, my friend, understand, the gospel is a reproductive organism. It is a plant whose seed is in itself. Some plants will bear fruit and then die. But the gospel is not like those plants which exhaust themselves and wither away. Remember, to us as Christians, Christ instructed us in Matthew chapter 7, by their fruits ye shall know them. The word of God is a seed, 1 Peter 1:23, and it's first the seed for salvation. And then it's also the seed for our Christian life. But Paul also lets them know it was the true gospel which Epaphras brought to them. Now, by the way, the word minister in verse 7 comes from the Greek word diakonos. We get our English word deacon from it. You know what that word means? It means to run through the dust, and errand runner. And that describes the kind of a servant a person was. The word deacon basically describes the kind of a servant a person was in the Bible days. And a deacon was an errand runner. Now, today, we have so much pride. If we call a deacon an errand runner, you're liable to get ran out of the church, okay? But scripturally, that's what he is to be. And the preacher, and any preacher in that sense, is also a deacon, in that it is his errand to carry the message from God's word to men. That's why a preacher must spend time in God's word daily. And this is the true gospel. Now, evidently, people were trying to corrupt the gospel in that day. We read in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, Paul says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, my friend, those are strong words. In speaking of love, it doesn't mean that we are tolerant of everything. There are some things that we should be intolerant concerning them, and it is a blessed intolerance. And we should always, always, always be intolerant of false doctrine. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, Jesus is the only way to heaven. Now, someone listening may say, well, that is narrow-minded. Faith in Christ alone, that is narrow-minded. Say, only those that have faith in Christ alone are going to heaven. Well, my friend, thank you for the compliment, because that's a scriptural compliment. And I say thank you for the compliment because the Bible says, Jesus himself said that the way unto life was a narrow way. And he told us to enter in through the narrow gate, because broad is the way, and wide is the road that leadeth unto destruction. There are not many roads unto heaven, only Jesus Christ. My friend, I don't care if a person is a good Baptist, a good Methodist, a good Catholic, a good Muslim, a good Mormon, a good Adventist, a good whatever. If he is going that way as his way of salvation, instead of depending totally and solely on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, that person is not going to heaven. It's not Jesus plus something else. Because when we say Jesus plus something else, then we're saying that the blood of Jesus Christ and Jesus himself is insufficient for your salvation. And that also goes against the Word of God. So we cannot tolerate other ways of salvation, because there's none other name given among men whereby ye must be saved, Acts 4:12 says. In Ephesians 2:8 and 9 it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, my friend, you do not do works good enough to save yourself. You do not do works good enough to keep your salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is his work. It's by grace through faith that we receive that salvation. And so when it says not of works, it's not Jesus plus, and it's not an idea that we work to keep it after we have it. This agape love that Paul is speaking of here in Colossians chapter 1 was so evident in their lives that Epaphras went back and reported it to Paul. Now, my friend, that brings me to a question. Is the agape love of Christ evident in you? Would others be able to say, that person, indeed and in truth, loves the brethren? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.